This is program number LW1782. Hi, this is Larry West. I'm a family man. I'm attached to my family. And I'm concerned. All of us need to be family people, intimately attached to our families, loving them, working for them, protecting them, tied to them, close and solid. We've got to be, if we're going to survive. Talking about how strong our families ought to be, Dr. Harold Voth, a Rear Admiral in the U.S. Naval Reserve and senior psychiatrist and psychoanalyst at the Menninger Foundation in Topeka, Kansas, addressed the National Defense Luncheon in Washington, D.C. in April of 1978. And in that address, he said that our families are being attacked today. And if they don't defend themselves and survive, the nation of America is going to crumble. Dr. Voth put that much emphasis on the family. He said that the pioneers who developed America possessed a great inner strength, and I'm concerned that today we've forgotten what that inner strength was. You know what their great inner strength really was? It was strong families. Dr. Voss said that, for one thing, the men were men, and the women were women. There was no ambiguity about male or female. Then he said family ties were close and solid. He said that, well, let me just quote him. Industrialization slowly broke up the close and continuous nature of family life. Fathers were seen less and less. Mothers had to take over more of the husband's responsibilities. And as a consequence, she had less time and energy to be a mother. Cities grew, commuting distance increased, and families became uprooted. Then, he said, the wars came. World War I, World War II, and Korea. Fathers were killed. Millions were taken away for long periods of time, and others came back a shell of what they once were. More and more children were denied good family life because of these losses, these absences. Not only were fathers away, but mothers had to devote time and energy to tasks other than the rearing of their children and homemaking. The children of these families, Dr. Voth said, suffered the consequences. They, in turn, could not do well as parents when their turn came, and on through each successive generation. Then he said, economic pressures have added to the woes of the family today. Millions more are disrupted by the mothers being forced to work. And as a result, he said, the number of babies who are now deprived of good family life is increasing. And when a child is denied good parenting, he develops personal disturbances of one kind or another. And get this, he said, and the child passes these psychological difficulties to his children. And ultimately, society loses its vitality as the number of disturbed people increases. Dr. Voth said in this address to the National Defense Luncheon, something I think ought to stand out in flickering neon lights for everyone to see. I quote, he said, mothering is probably the most important function on earth. Did you get that? Mothering is probably the most important function on earth. In other words, Mom, despite what frustrated women are telling you today, the one who rocks the cradle rules the world. You don't know how desperately important it is, Mom, wife, for you to be that executive vice president, the lady, the mother, the queen of your home. You're not housewife. You are homemaker. So if you can at all survive on just your husband's income, I advise you get home and pull the nation back together. Thank God for homemakers. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I am convinced that today our homes are under attack, and I am concerned about that. I've written a pamphlet called Our Homes Are Under Attack. I'm making a special push this week to get this pamphlet into your hands. It's yours free. I'd really like to send it to you. Our Homes Are Under Attack. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.